100 North American scientists are calling for a moratorium on oil sands projects. It comes at a time when an oil sands operation is being built in Utah, and local scientists question the project's impact on water. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The scientists say oil sands projects and pipelines damage the environment, and they want new projects stopped. Meanwhile, the Canadian company U.S. Oil Sands is pressing forward with the mine in eastern Utah. Barclay Cuthbert is vice president of operations. He disputes the scientists' logic.
With the estimates we've done, we feel we can actually decrease the carbon intensity of fuels produced in the U.S. by our process because we're making improvements to the way bitumen is produced.
Work continues on the PR Spring mine, and Cuthbert says plans are to be pumping oil by the year's end, up to 2,000 barrels a day with a gentler environmental impact than the Canadian mines. But a team of Utah-based scientists recently published a paper disputing a main finding of the state regulators who approved the PR Spring project. Bill Johnson is a University of Utah geologist, the paper's lead author, and a critic of the project.
Basically, the state has gone forward under the assumption that there's no possible impact to groundwater. I think we've shown pretty clearly there is a potential impact to groundwater.
In light of his team's findings, Johnson says state regulators should require the oil sands mine to monitor water and to take other protective measures at PR Spring. Judy Fays, KUER News.